Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Austin Scott. It's November. That means it's the holiday season, a season of love and giving. Unfortunately, many families can't give as much as they'd like, which is why I'm here with Brian Henderson of Henderson Ford to talk about the 2021 Henderson Ford Toy Drive. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. I have to ask before we begin, are you the Henderson of Henderson Ford?
No, I am not the Henderson of Henderson Ford. I am a Henderson at Henderson Ford.
Okay, so there are many Hendersons of Henderson Ford.
Yes, there are.
Okay, good. Good to know.
So,
tell us a little about yourself then.
About me, wow. Okay, well, I've been working here roughly 10 years or so, ever since I got out of the Army. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I crack a lot of jokes, I'm tall and portly, that's about it.
All right, good.
Like cars.
Very nice. Well, then let's get into the toy drive.
How
does that work? What is that?
So what the toy drive is, Toy for Tots is who we do it through. They're a non-for-profit organization. They're run by the Marines, actually. So friends and brothers in arms. I was in the Army, so all of us armed forces. Even though we razz each other, we do stick together. But long story short, they help distribute toys to children within families that have financial stress and whatnot going on during the Christmas season.
Okay, cool. How long have you guys been doing this toy drive?
This is the 11th year the Henderson Ford has been involved.
Excellent. How does this work? Where do the toys come from?
So what we ask is that, the toys come from the community. What we ask is that people bring new unwrapped toys into the dealership or one of our partners, because we're partnering with a couple of different businesses, which we do every year. We can't do this on our own. We contribute, the other businesses contribute, but the biggest contributor really is the listeners and the community. And they have come out in droves year after year after year after year after however we get to 11. They have really, really just showed up in full force, and we appreciate it. And I know that the kids appreciate it. The families appreciate it. It's just, it shows that they're still so much goodness in our communities.
Absolutely. Where do the toys go? How are they distributed?
So the Marine Corps actually comes and picks up the toys, and then they distribute them out to the families. I think it's kind of based on some criteria that they already have in place, but they handle all of that with the local Marine Corps Reserve.
Okay. How many toys are you guys trying to get? Is there a limit? Is there a number?
There isn't a limit or a number. We are trying to fill up the new Ford Bronco.
Oh, okay. That's a spacious vehicle.
It is. It is a very spacious vehicle. We've filled up some vehicles in the past.
Last year was a Ford Explorer, right?
Yes. Which is also a pretty large vehicle.
Lots of large vehicles, I'm sure, at Henderson Ford.
We do have a lot of large ones. We were trying to fill those up and make sure that, you know, these kids have a Christmas that kids should have, you know?
Okay. Excellent. So once you fill up this Ford Bronco, do you have another one in the wings just waiting to be filled also?
We've got more than one around. If we fill up this one, we are definitely going to move on to another one. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Just making sure there was no limit. You know, people can give as much as they like.
as much as they like, we also encourage they can start doing it now. They can, and even after we're done, we make sure that we still get, after the official end date, we make sure that we still get the toys to the appropriate families and whatnot. So, if anybody has anything to get, please feel free to just drop in and get.
When is the official end date? How long are you guys doing this?
The official end date is normally the first or second week in December. I think last year it was like December 12th. We haven't announced the official end date yet. We're going to coordinate everything with the Marine Corps and kind of see what their scheduling is. But I would say normally first or second week in December to plan somewhere around there is when we should see a cutoff. But again, if you have something after that, we still make sure that it goes to the right people.
Excellent. Excellent. Is there any criteria on the type of toys that can be given?
No. Just new and unwrapped. Okay. Anything appropriate for babies all the way up to teenagers.
Okay. Yeah. So the age group.
But
new and unwrapped. So no used, yeah, wrapped, whatever.
Please, no. Yeah, we ask that. There's been some inquiries on, I've got all these toys in my basement. And we're like, keep them. We'll find somewhere else to put them. That's sure. Not for this.
Sure, there are plenty of places to donate old toys, but
right,
not
we
here.
We want them to have the new stuff, but this one isn't particularly for that. So.
Okay. All right, excellent. Now, is it just Henderson Ford doing this, or do you have any partners?
Yeah, we do. So we've got, I think, about six or seven partners. Dancing with Denise, which is a dance studio in Webster. Edge Advertising Group, just to advertise. Steinmiller Insurance, the UPS store in Webster. The Webster Chamber Health Insurance Enrollment Service. Kids First Child Care Incorporated and Omero's. So we've got a couple of partners that are helping us through all this.
Excellent. And where can people find you? Where can people donate?
So for us, we are at 810 Ridge Road in Webster. We are right across from Hooligans, or right at the corner of 5 Mile Line and Ridge Road. There's a Sunoco across the street from Sunoco. Actually, it might be 7-Up now, or 7-Eleven. But it used to be Sunoco, and then it was across the street from another Sunoco, which is always weird.
Yep.
But it was usually fine, because they were facing each other. It was, but we're right there at the corner. Big, big silver building. Ford is right there. You can't miss us.
Okay. Is that the only place people can donate?
No, they can donate at all of the other places that I just mentioned, all of the partner stores. They will also have donation boxes set up. If you're, in either of those businesses, or if those are easier for you to get to, you can donate at any of the other businesses as well. They're all taking the same donation. So.
Okay. Is there any place anybody can find this information? If they hear this and then they forget it because, they weren't paying
absolutely
that much attention.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to hendersonfamilyford.com. All of that information is on our website. It actually pops right up as soon as you go to the website. You can check for any questions that you have there. You can also give us a call, 585-787-1700. If you're not sure who to ask for, you can ask for Brian, and they'll get you over to me, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to say about the event?
No, the only thing I'd like to say is I just want to thank the community for making this a success for the past 10 years. And we hope that the 11th one is going to be just as successful. The Webster community and surrounding Rochester area communities have been great to us in so many things. They have blessed this dealership in so many different ways, and we are just so happy to be blessed to give back to the community in such a way. And we appreciate the whole community, and we really want to see you guys come out Don't worry about having to buy a car. If you come out, you can just come out, drop off a toy, wave. You know, we don't have the aggressive staff that's, you know, going to pigeonhole you and wrestle you down to buy something. You can just drop off some toys, do a good thing for a great cause, and we really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, so no purchase necessary to donate.
At all. No, at all. You do not have to purchase anything. As a matter of fact, so we've got three boxes. We got one in the showroom, in the sales showroom, which is right in front. If you're not comfortable walking in there, we've also got one in our quick lane department and in our service department. So if you have any anxiety, because I know a lot of people do have anxiety about coming into a dealership for any reason, the service department and the quick lane department both have boxes where you can donate down there as well. So you just go around the side of the building, you pull right in, you can drop off your toy.
Excellent. Good to know. Okay. So thank you for joining us today and talking about this wonderful event. Everybody listening, be sure, you know, if you have the money to spare, you buy a toy, donate it. It'll help a family in need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we greatly appreciate your offensive.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.